Blog Talk Radio. I've been all about the truth, man. All about the truth, man. All about the truth, man. All about the truth, man.
Tell me where I'm not the guy. Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's all right?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm almost able to tell that I can't explain.
Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower.
Now, no one can hurt y'all. Still. Come on.
Ignore me.
Just your love. Whatever you're in right now. Smile. And look, people say,
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into our lesson or review for the lesson this week for all of those that would like to participate. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we come thanking you, Heavenly Father, for everything, good, bad, and ugly. Because we know all those things have worked together for our good. So we thank you. We give you praise. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open up this lesson to those that have not heard of the truth, the real truth. Open their eyes to your truth, not my truth, not man's truth, but your truth, that they would even be able to express in detail, thus saith the Lord. So I thank you, Father God, that you have enabled us to be able to come on air today. We know we was hindered this past week by Lucifer, Satan, that old devil. So, Father God, we do thank you that you have allowed us to be able to express your word today. And we don't count it for but we don't take it for granted, and we don't take it lightly. But Father God, we thank you for allowing us to go through all of this stuff so we can declare your word of truth to all mankind that will listen, Father God. So we thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, also that we were able to acknowledge those that have participated in the call, for those that are asking for prayer. We put ourselves in the position that if they will agree with the word of God, we will agree with them. Because we're only agreeing with the word of God, Father God. So whatever your word says, it's what we're living by. Ask you, Father God, open up this lesson for us. Let us see the errors of our ways. Let us see our advancement. Let us see where our eyes have been opened, and let us see where our eyes have been closed. And then, Father God, let us walk in your ways. Now I'm asking all these blessings in your son's Jesus name. And everybody agreed with this prayer. They did say amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Listen, brothers and sisters, let me begin by saying that, yes, we were under attack this week, and Satan did try to hinder the word of God. Got to be honest and open through electronics. But, hey, we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. So that's what we believe in for. Also, I'd like to say, don't cheat yourself out of what's your worst. If God have allowed you to have ears to hear, don't cheat yourself. Don't ignore it. Because one of the things we're talking about is truth. People are so blind of the truth. Another thing I want to make mention of is don't strive, but thrive, and don't just survive. Okay? And another bit of news that I wanted to make known this week is that the devil is your accuser. He's going to always accuse. See, he's going to always accuse. All you got to do is listen, and you'll know who's talking. Because one of his greatest achievements, this is my last little note here, and then we're going to get into this review. But these are notes that I make for myself this week that I have to remind myself as I remind others. When you're dealing with Satan, Lucifer, whatever you call him, always remember it's Satan and his angels, okay? Never take it for granted it's Satan by himself. It's his angels. It's helping him. How I know that is because of Ephesians 6. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. See, that has to become a reality, and that's what we're dealing with. All these, Satan and his angels, and they are called demons. See, sometimes you have to be political correct. Sometimes you have to be exact when you're dealing with Satan, because he know the rules of the game, and if you're not exactly on it, he can say, oh, no, he's just the biggest liar I am. So he had the right to go before God and protest. Now, I know some people say, well, why should he do that? Well, you're dealing with a righteous God, okay? So that's why we must realize that Satan's best and most unique work is to convince people that he does not exist. He does not exist. That's where his power is at. See, because 2 Corinthians 4, and we're already into the review, but 2 Corinthians 4, I'm going to ask Evangelist William, if she'll read 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 6.
2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 6. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Reading from the Message Bible, 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 6. If our message is obscure to anyone, it is not because we're holding back in any way. No. It's because these other people are looking or going the wrong way and refuse to give it serious attention. All they have eyes for is the fashionable god of darkness that they want, and that they won't have no bother believing a truth they can't see. They're stone blind to the day spring brightness of the message that shines with Christ, who gives us the best picture of God we'll ever get. Remember, our message is not about ourselves. We're proclaiming Jesus Christ, the Master. All we are is messengers, errand runners from Jesus to you. It started when God said, let light, when God said, light up the darkness, and our lives filled up with light as we saw and understood God in the face of Christ, all bright and beautiful. Amen.
Amen, amen.
So he says, if our gospel is hid, mm-hmm. if some kind of way the gospel has a veil over it, and the person can't see, that's what he's saying. So there's a possibility that the veil is still over their eye. It's hidden from them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hit. Not to everybody, but to those that are lost. Why? St. John 1 and 5, I think. It's St. John 1 and 5. That was one of our scriptures as well. But you need to understand that these people, they blind. They don't comprehend, okay? And that's so important, because if they could now, they would see the glorious gospel. That's exciting to me. To know that we're operating in a glorious gospel. Not any kind of gospel, but a glorious gospel. It's beautiful. When I tell you the glorious gospel is beautiful, maybe that's what we ought to spend time talking about, how glorious it is. See, when something glorious, it's magnificent, it's fantastic. I mean, when you think about glorious, what that really means, oh, my word. Why wouldn't you want to live there? Why not? Well, I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
John 1 and 5. Read that for us.
Yes, John 1 and 5. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Amen, amen.
Amen. Then the Message Bible. The life light blazed out of the darkness, put it out. Amen.
Amen.
See, what it is, the darkness, they couldn't comprehend. You know why? Because they were sightless. They were blind. They were blind. Mm-hmm. Unable or unwilling to discern because of their blindness.
Amen.
That's where the organized church is. And I'm going to continue to say the organized church because I got to make a distinction between the church of Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, then the church of organized. It's two of them. Maybe that need to talk about the two kind of righteousness, the two kind of churches. There's so many, two of everything, two kinds of people. The nation would divide it into two. But I'm not going there today. That's another message for another day. But I will tell you this. There are two group of people in as far as God is concerned. You got believers and non-believers. Plain and simple. Now, I know you're going to throw a lot of stuff in the pot, but I'm telling you, at the end of the day, there's going to be two. Those that have been made known of the knowledge of truth, which are facts, which has to be more than just what the optical nerves see because they can't see it. Then you got those that don't have this knowledge, but they have a knowledge, but have a form of godliness. That's what he said, but they don't have the truth of it. Ever learning and never coming to truth. You know, we learned that. Ever learning and never coming to truth. That was in Timothy. And we'll go there too in a moment. But before we go there, I want to say two things. And then we'll go there. First of all, I want to make this about simple as I know how to make it. It's not fair for you, Pastor, to be in a room with Stevie Wonder and Evangelist William is telling you and Stevie Wonder to show me the color red. That's not fair.
Amen.
Evangelist William says, show me what you want red, Stevie. You can't do it. But if you told Pastor have to do it. But it ain't fair because he blind.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
He's lacking something.
Amen.
See, he lacking something.
Yeah.
They don't have a clue. That's what I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters. There are those that are blind to this truth. So if you're not one of those, you ought to be thankful. Man, you ought to be grateful. You know why? Because you get to see the glorious gospel. You get to see the great beauty. You get to see the beauty of God living in your life. In other words, the entire glory of God is living in you and on you. You got the victory for real, for real. And you ain't playing church. It's epic.
Amen.
It ought to make you proud. To me, this is something grand. This is like something royal. When I think about glorious, I think about royalty. And our eyes can tell us about these big balls they have, these big things that they have, where they're honoring people and stuff like that, and they deck out and they tux and they gowns, because it's a glorious occasion. So I'm just trying to show you what that glorious means. We live in the glorious gospel, which simply saying we're living in the highest gospel available. Can I get an amen on that one?
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Everybody can't live there because they're blind. But you can be thankful today, brothers and sisters. You are not blind.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody said, I was blind, but now I see.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't see this gospel. But I tell people, when you know, you know. And yet some people just don't know. They just don't know. Stevie Wonder can't know because he's blind. So stop expecting people to know. I'm going like, well, wait a minute. This person got all this education, they've been to college, and God said, they blind. They blind. I know they got all this going on, but they're blind. I listened to a guy, he used words that, man, you can't even think about trying to dissect the word because he went to another big word, and God said, he blind my truth. He got all that, but he blind my truth. They're all over the internet. They can homiletically arrange sermons to blow you away. They can take anything and just make something out of it. But when it comes to God's truth, they're blind. And here's why. In John 3, 13, no, John 3 was the 19th. John 3, 19, 20. Read that for us, Evangelist William.
John 3, 19 and 20. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And man loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hath the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, this is the crisis we're in. God's light streamed into the world, but men and women everywhere ran for the darkness. They went for the darkness because they were not really interested in pleasing God. Everyone who makes a practice of doing evil, addicted to denial and illusion, hates God's light and won't come near it, fearing a painful exposure. Amen.
Amen.
So you got people who literally hate, and I'm not going to apologize for this word, because that's what the Word of God said. Hate. I remember a time posted, you can't hate nothing, you can't hate nobody. No, the Bible says that hate exists. How I know that? Because they're so, they're practicing evil in such a way, and I'm just going to say, it's so good to them until they hate to let that go. Because they hate it. I mean, if you understand, they're the director of the choir. I mean, they got 100,000 members here. They got a position. They're over the deacon board. They're over the trustee. No, they hate anything different than that. Uh-uh. It ain't happening.
Amen.
See, when they get hostile. I should say. I like to use the word you used to use back in the day. People get hostile. But anyway, they get angry.
Yeah.
That's what hate does. Hate causes people to even injure you. You know, I know people can get so angry and so hostile until they would literally, already despise you. Find a way to really hurt you.
Amen, amen.
Because they hate it. They hate it. They hate the fact that, I was looking at this on the news, not only is there the dislike, but there's a hate to make you sitting, threatened, I want to say, but it was, the lady made a threatened call that she was going to kill the judge. They put her butt in jail. Hate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it'll do for you.
Hate. Mm-hmm. Hate the fact that she going to put your president that was defeated, going to put him in jail. Your president that you love so you'll do anything for. You hate this judge because she have the power to sentence him. Ain't did nothing yet. But because of your hate, you're going to do that. But, you know, I think Webster defined it as a strong dislike, a dislike of aggression or with aggression or whatever. But it's hate. So they hate. Now I know somebody going to question me on this. They hate God's word. They hate the truth. Because the truth is, I said, a light come into the world, and men love darkness so rather than light. So they hate because they have their deeds were evil.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now I know we want to refer everything to the world as anybody outside of an organized church, but I'm talking about the organized church, outside the organized church, anybody that's outside of Christ hate truth. They hate the light. See, because light is knowledge. And my people are destroyed for the lack of it.
Yeah.
But Jeremiah had said, remember Jeremiah had said over there in Jeremiah 5:21-22, I think we dealt with that a little bit this week. You know, Satan was doing everything he can to keep us from putting that word out. But in Jeremiah 5, I know there's a couple of people that didn't come back, and I get all of that. But he ain't stopping God's shine. If that's what he's saying, he ain't stopping God's shine. Because, see, I know he'll do it. So he ain't stopping God's shine, his glory. But in Jeremiah 5:21-22, what did that say?
Jeremiah 5:21-22. Hear not this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, said the Lord, will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail through the years, though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, listen to this. You scatterbrain airheads with eyes that see but don't really look, and ears that hear but don't really listen. Why don't you honor me? Why aren't you in awe before me? Yes, me, who made the shoreline to contain the ocean waters. I drew a line in the sand that cannot be crossed. Waves roll in but cannot get through. Breakers crash, but that's the end of them.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Hear this, you stupid and sightless people. See, you got eyes. I mean, see, the Bible calls them stupid. And people think, oh, you show hard sometimes, Pastor. No, I ain't hard. I tell you what the Word of God says. You need to hear some of these other theologians, translators, and people who really love the Lord. You need to hear what they call them. They call them stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, Pastor, you just read, did you say they were airheads? What did you say they were?
Scatterbrain, earhead.
Scatterbrain. Scatterbrain. Can you imagine somebody get up on the pulpit and call somebody a scatterbrain?
No.
People wouldn't be at all. I'm talking, but that's what he called them. In other words, pay attention. Look how stupid they were.
Yeah.
God had to scream it. Pay attention. Pay attention. And here it is, you stupid, sightless people. Here you got those eyes, but you can't see. You got ears, and you can't hear.
Yeah.
Don't even fear God. I mean, you can see what God can do. You have no fear at God at all. Still continue to do what you do and continue to go the way you go and continue to ignore him. I mean, here God got still got total control. I don't care what Satan tried to do. What he tried to do with the wind, God can shut it down. And you saw Jesus do that. He did that being in the second person as son, not as a father. He did that when he came to planet Earth and told the wind. Matter of fact, he did more than he rebuked it. Gave it a whooping. Rebuked it. Gave it a scolding. Rebuked it. And you mean to tell me you're not going to fear this God who rebuked the wind and told the sea to be calm, peace? And the people around, they said, whoo, what manner of man is this? They could see, what kind of man is this?
Yeah.
Amen.
But the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. So when you think about comprehend, what you think about, y'all? What you think about?
Understand it. Know it.
Yeah.
People, they go to church, but they don't understand it. You shouldn't go to church. You should be the church. They got eyes and they don't even see it. Ears and they constantly go to church. But you see, if it wasn't some of our loved ones, we would feel maybe a little different. But since we know we got maybe children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, cousins, brothers, sisters, auntie, mama, daddy, since all these people all come to focus. That's why Jesus said, now, if you love mother, father, sister, brother more than you love me, he said, you can't follow me. You can't be my disciple. Boy, that's a hard word. Who can stand a hard? He said, you care about their feelings more than you care about my word. You can't even follow me. You can't even be my disciple. Don't even try.
Amen.
People don't comprehend, man. They don't comprehend. You would think they do, but they don't. They don't. They don't comprehend.
Yeah.
You would think, okay, well, let's look at one more scripture before we really go there, because sometimes people think, I had one person say to me, well, Pastor, why do you ask questions, answer? No, I don't. I'm waiting on you to answer it. But if you're not going to answer it, I'm going to answer it. Because I happen to know what comprehend. You're not recognizing. So you don't even comprehend what I'm doing. You haven't even discerned. You don't realize. Because you don't comprehend. That's why you don't understand when I ask a question. You don't have clear... You don't have a clue. You don't have a clear idea of what I'm saying. Because to comprehend, that means you have a clear understanding or a clear ideal anyway. Even if you don't have the total understanding, you don't have to have total, but at least you got a clear idea of what I'm talking about. You know, you apprehend.
Amen.
You perceive that maybe this is what he's meaning. Or you discern, or you get it. Okay, I get it. I get it, Pastor. They don't answer, so I'm gonna you answer. Now you ask me a question, and then I turn around and answer because you won't answer the question I asked you. Now, for those that out there may be yet confused, I was asked a question. Why do you ask question and turn around and answer it? Because they don't understand. Then because they don't understand, then I have to give them the understanding of why I said that. Second Timothy,
amen.
2 Timothy 3:7. Read that. And while she reading, while she finds 2 Timothy 3:7, we also remember we read Zechariah 7:11-12, I think. But they refuse. They refuse to hear it, man. They stopped up their ears. That's another thing people don't get it clear. They stopped up their ears. We got folks right now in America, they done stopped up their ears. They don't want to hear the truth about Donald Trump. They want to hear it. Mm-hmm. They stop up their ears. Yeah. No, they don't get it. And it's the same thing with Christ, man. When you talk to people about, the church, no, they ain't trying to hear it. Me not go to my church? What? Are you serious? Man, I've been going to church 40, 50 years. But I understand that, but can you just reposition yourself as far as churches? No, they ain't trying to hear you. They stop up their ears. Man, y'all can read this for yourself over there in Zechariah 7:11-12. But anyway, in 2 Timothy 3:7, read that for us.
2 Timothy 3:7. Ever learning and never able to come to knowledge of the truth. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Okay, I'm going to start with the 6th verse because we might just run into 9. But it said, these are the kind of people who smooth talk themselves into the homes of unstable and needy women and take advantage of them, women who, depressed by their sinfulness, take up with every new religious fad that calls itself true. They get explored. Oh, I never say that word. Every time and never really learn. Amen.
Amen.
Always learn.
Take up every new position.
Huh?
Yeah, they take up every new religious fad and call it truth, and never taking time to really learn.
Yeah,
what that scripture tells.
Yeah, there are people like that, brothers and sisters. Every time they hear a different religion, boom, they there. A different church to over, boom, they there. That's what they do. And not just silly women, silly men as well. Ever learning. Always learning. Always learning. And never able to come to the true knowledge of the truth. See, knowledge is already truth or something you... But it's not the truth. Because he says, able to come to the knowledge that, oh, man, they got, oh, God, Jesus, they got it. They got full of knowledge, but they don't have the true knowledge. Maybe I need to put that in perspective. They don't see. People know about Jesus, but they don't know about Christ.
All right, say that.
See, they have an idea of God, but not according to knowledge. They are ignorant of God's righteousness, and they go about to establish their own righteousness. That's why you got all these churches and buildings and organizations, because they don't accept God's righteousness. They create their own. I know this is hard for some people, but you get a chance to read Romans 10:9. Well, read 1 through 10, because Paul said, man, I shouldn't quote this, but he said, brother, in my heart, desire and prayer. But yeah, y'all find Romans 10, 1 through 10. Well, I know Satan's trying to get me not to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Brother, in my heart, desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. They're ignorant of God's righteousness and have gone about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man that does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, saying, not in going to the heaven, that is to bring Christ from above, or not to go into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what says this? He said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Mm-hmm. For it's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and it's the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See, these people have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. They got an ideal of truth, but they don't have the truth. John said, Jesus, I am the truth. Not a truth, but the truth. I think it's in John 1 and 14. Somebody find that for me. St. John 1 and 14. See, you have to know there is a truth, and then there is the truth. Because, you see, the truth, there's a church, but it's not the truth. And you want to operate in the truth. The truth is that that's a church, but it's not the truth. The truth is the church is an organism and not an organization. That's what the truth is. And everybody can't see that. Some people just operate on truth, and they're okay with it. And they'll let their family members be okay with it, because they ain't trying to ruffle nobody's feather. Well, you know. Yeah, somebody needs to do that. If not you, then who? And if it's not now, then when? See?
Amen. Yeah.
Yes, Pastor. You wanted me to read John 1 and 14?
Yes, ma'am.
John 1 and 14. And the Word was made flesh, and the dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Amen, amen. Send the message, Bible. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one of a kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. Amen.
See, we got to develop a spiritual growth. I like the idea that most people, what they do is that they put children on some type of diet for growth. And that's what you have to do when you're going to grow spiritual. When you start with the truth. That's basic. Not a truth, but the truth. And I'm glad, brothers and sisters, that people have knowledge. But do they have true knowledge? Because you can have knowledge without having the true knowledge. So that's what I was saying. You know, you can have knowledge, but because the church, they're everywhere. Yeah, it's knowledge and it's truth, but it's not the truth. Because the truth, and I just wish more people should come around to this, because this is the time for the body of Christ to reposition herself and understand that we have been risen up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's what repositioning yourself is. Repositioning yourself is the church isn't where you meet. The church isn't a building. The church isn't what you do. The church is what you are. The church is the human outworking of the person of Jesus Christ. So let's stop going to church. How about let us be the church? Wherever you go, doesn't matter where you go. The church was designed to go. Now, I know some of y'all, yes, the church was made mobile 2,000 years ago. Uber and Lyft would have had a good 2,000 years ago. Jesus put it out there for them to go. Go everywhere. They're like Uber and Lyft. They go everywhere. You know, they take and deliver stuff. Jesus designed to do this 2,000 years ago. Read Matthew 28. Yeah, and 20. You're going to see. Well, if you can't see that, then you're still blind. But you got to be able to see. The church Jesus had told them what to do and how to do it 28 years ago. Did everybody do it? No. Are some of them doing it now? Yes. And nowhere where I found out, he told us to stop. He ain't told us to stop. So read Matthew 28 and 20 for me.
Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Well, go back to the 19th verse then. Maybe 19. I needed you to go there. 19 and 20. I knew it was around there.
Matthew 28:19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen, amen.
Amen. Reading from the Message Bible, go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this day of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then instruct them in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this day after day after day, right up to the end of the age.
Amen.
Yeah. See, they blind. And the devil going to keep them blind to God's truth. Going to keep them blind. Now, let me share this with you all. Let me tell you why Satan want to do that. Because he's the god of this world. And if he can keep you blind, I'm going to give you an illustration here in a moment. Just follow me here. Follow me here. The reason he want to do that is, if you mess around here and get light, you're going to begin to see some stuff. You're going to see some stuff you never seen. So he finds a way to keep you blind. When it comes to the church, he's going to keep you blind. Can you imagine that the church people not having a building to go to? I mean, come on, y'all. We just experienced that with the, what they call that thing?
The pandemic.
The pandemic. We already experienced that. Mm-hmm. 2 years, some of them people didn't go into the building. They was angry. Satan was mad. All these folks mad, man. The people who build buildings, they got angry. They weren't getting paid. The people who do the services, they was angry. Can you imagine? People were selling carpet to church. They wasn't selling them now for 2 years. Those that was electric light companies, the utilities company, they wasn't collecting no money. They was angry. Hey, y'all got to get these folks back in these buildings. Can you imagine the labor that they lost? I mean, just stop and think about that. Broaden your horizon. You know, get out of that your closed window. No, the economy, people say, oh, well, the economy. No, let me tell you what. Satan was angry. And because he's the God of this world, that's what he does. He tripped himself up. And in the midst of all of that, and in the midst of the chaos that he created, he got folks up here praying. He don't realize they never prayed, but now they had to learn to pray for themselves. They could no longer depend on the preacher. But they hurry up and they start scrambling for a way to get back to those people. They didn't want to lose that following. So they start having all kind of videos and all kinds of stuff they started doing. They went to YouTube. They started doing live. They started doing virtual. I mean, they just started doing everything they can because they didn't want to lose them people. And it really wasn't about getting them the word. It was about don't lose them, because when you lose them, watch out now, watch out. When you lose them, I'm going to give you some receipts here. If you lose them, if you lose those good paying members, I'm going to go somewhere with this, Pastor. See, if you mess around here and lose brother that pays right at $10,000 a year, can you imagine? I mean, just do the math.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Remember, we learned Satan got all kind of wisdom. That was one of his main things. That was his beauty, man. He knew numbers. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, you can't allow yourself to stay blind to Satan's tricks. That's over.
Amen.
That's over. Yeah, that's over. See, because if he can keep you in the dark, he's going to do it, okay? Blind to God's truth. And that's probably what we're going to get into next week, because people are just blind to God's truth. That's why Jesus had to give them parables. Remember, he had to speak to the multitude in parables? We dealt with that a little bit. But I'm gonna shut it off right there. And anybody else have any comments they want to make from this past week, or for anything, or just have anything to say, please do so. Did everybody go in the kitchen?
Amen. So okay. Looking at Hebrews 1:3-4. I got that in my notes. Must have been Friday, I think. Let me go there. Hebrews. Hebrews 1:3-4. It reads, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, then he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Reading that from the New Living Translation, the Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majesty. Okay. place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. This shows that the Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name God gave him is greater than their name. Amen.
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 And for those that may not know what she's talking about, during this week, we were talking about knowing your rights, and faith is a problem only to those who are ignorant of their faith right. So you have a right to believe in Christ Jesus. You got a right and a privilege that's your place in Christ. And so what she read about was Hebrews 1:3-4, is it tells us when Christ had made that great substitutionary, he sat down. He completed it and sat down. So for a person to say Jesus didn't complete that work, they lie. He completed it. That would give us that right to be in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Anyone else? I see Brother Robinson had to leave, but anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, hey, I thank you guys. Those that listen, I want to continue to pray for those that the devil had thrown in prison for 10 days or however long, keeping them away, but they coming back. Trust and believe, especially those that have seen the light. See, once you get a real taste of real truth, you ain't selling for nothing less, okay? That's just the way it is. At least I know that's what has happened to me. That's what has happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
For me to go back and start playing church is blasphemy, because I know God don't expect that out of us.
Amen.
Maybe, you know, some other people could do that. Some people ask me sometimes, well, do you go to church? Well, what do I need to go to church for? And I know they'd be talking about to worship when they don't even understand what worship is. They blind by God's truth. So that's what we're going to be on next week. So if y'all can come up with some stuff, that would be great. If not, don't worry. Yours truly will be asking God every awakening moment. Lord, what can I show? But how can I get this over? That we are not to be blind by Satan, but not to be blind by his truth, but to know your truth. Yeah, that's where I'll be going next week. So,
amen.
Anyone else? You got the heads up. Okay. Well, if not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the